Time for the Rural Intelligence Report. Time when we bring in Mark Williams from ruralintelligence.com and take a look at what's going on in and around our tri-state region, what's coming up, what's been going on, and all the stories about all the people in our area. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning. It's lovely to be back. And my gosh, what a busy week coming up. I don't think I've had so many events to talk about for such a long time. It is going to be, if you are looking for something to do this next week, we've got it for you.
All right. Well, why don't we climb the stairs, go upstairs at Murray's?
Yeah, let's go to Tivoli. And Murray's Cafe have these events, which they call Upstairs at Murray's, as you say. And this week, they are welcoming Gary Steinhardt on Tuesday, September the 18th. He's going to be talking about his new novel, which is called Lake Success. I'm not sure everyone remembers him, but he is an amazing character. He's been interviewed on NPR and a couple of other places quite a lot. So he spent his first 7 years growing up in St. Petersburg, Russia, in a square which is actually dominated by this huge statue of Vladimir Lenin. And it sort of stuck in his memory. And even though he immigrated to the U.S. in 1979, and he was brought up in this really strange household with no TV, and they didn't speak English, and he has grown up with the most amazing sense of humor. His first book was called The Russian Debutante's Handbook, but he's written so many since then. He's been on TV a lot. It's a wonderful sense of humor. He is going to be there upstairs at Murray's, and I think it will be a great fun event to go to. You do have to register, by the way. Get to register via Rural Intelligence. You have to pay a little $10 fee in advance, but you can use that $10 as a down payment for the copy of his book. So it's upstairs at Murray's in Tivoli at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, September the 18th.
On September the 20th, we might as well stay with writing. There's going to be a creative writing class in Hudson.
Yeah, slightly different. But it starts on September the 20th, but then it's for the next 11 Thursdays, starting at 2:30 in the afternoon, in the Hudson Area Library. And Maureen McNeil she's an author, an artist, educator. She's also a bit of a social activist, and she is going to be teaching this 12-week creative writing class, as I say, Thursdays. And I mention it because there are so many creative people in our area. They're always looking for something that's interesting and unusual to do. And this looks like a really great course at the Hudson Library there in Hudson. She's going to get students really to concentrate on exploring their memories and observations and their dreams, their autobiographical details, fiction, poetry. And then I guess that there'll be an opportunity to share some of this work. And the whole idea is it's open to all sorts of levels of writers. So it's something really to, if you're a creative, to really hone your brain and get you thinking as well. So it starts on Thursday, September the 20th, and as I say, goes for 12 weeks in total. Do check out the full details at Hudson Area Library website.
Let's go to help. Let's go to Bardavon with Nico Case.
Nico Case is at Bardavon. Either you love her or you don't know her. If you don't know her, I can tell you that Rolling Stone magazine calls her one of the America's best and most ambitious songwriters. She's on tour because she launched a new album, which is called Hell on June the 1st, and they've been on tour as a result. She is pretty fantastic, in my view. So if she's coming to town to Bardavon on Friday, September the 21st at 8 p.m. in the evening. So get your tickets if you're a fan.
On the 22nd in Lenox, you can celebrate the apple harvest and welcome fall, the Lenox Apple Squeeze.
Yeah, I was with the owners of Guido's the other day, and I was saying to them, oh, I love the peaches that came out this year. And they turned to me and they said, oh, well, just wait for the apples. The apples are great this year. And on Saturday, September the 22nd, and on Sunday, the 23rd, Lenox is celebrating their 39th annual squeeze. And as you can imagine, virtually every local shop and restaurant and artisan and musician and farm stand is going to be there in town. You go take the whole family, buy your apples, cook your, take your apple pie, make your apple pie. Yeah, both days it starts at 10 o'clock and runs till 5 o'clock in the evening. And it's all throughout Lenox. So go and enjoy it on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd.
We'll head from Lenox and go to Stockbridge on the 22nd for some seed-saving instructions.
Yeah, Berkshire Botanical Gardens puts on these workshops. They put them on, well, throughout the year. But the interesting thing is that we're now going into a definite fall season. And so they've got Lou Kratt to come in and do a hands-on workshop on how to learn how to save your seeds from the garden. And it includes all the way that, you know, proper handling, collecting times, the cleaning of them, how to store them. And the idea on this one is that she's really going to concentrate on native perennials and annuals. So there's a bit of a course. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 1. You will have to sign up again at Berkshire Botanical Gardens, but definitely worthwhile doing if you are keen on saving your seeds.
Well, we'll go to the double E's on the 22nd at Hillsdale, and that is Easy Entertaining.
Yeah, this... Double E's indeed. Yeah, I spotted this and I thought this is going to be really interesting because Justin Chappell is the culinary director of Food and Wine magazine, and he also has written a cookbook called Just Cook It. And he is coming to Hillsdale to the HGS Home Chef, and he's presenting a sort of a class, well, I think in a sort of a talk, as you say, called Easy Entertaining. And he's going to be talking about his best recipes for the season. He's going to demonstrate some of his sort of time-saving tips as well and little hacks for prepping ingredients. So if you're looking for, you know, there's so much bounty coming out at the moment, so much to do, and you really want to know how to cook it, I've got this event's going on Saturday the 22nd in Hillsdale, starts at 11 o'clock, and there'll be others to talk about later on as we go through the day, but there's a lot going on using this bounty of food that we're coming through at the moment.
All right, we're going to go to Let's Make a Deal now here on the Rural Intelligence Report. I pick door number one, and that door number one is Millbrook, New York.
Yeah. Well, door number one has got three events in Millbrook, three really great events in Millbrook. So it's a real excuse to go down to Millbrook on the 22nd. Let's kick off, no particular order, but on the Merritt Bookstore, which is a lovely little bookstore in Millbrook, is hosting Robert Brigham. And he's talking about Henry Kissinger and the tragedy of Vietnam. And this is a really interesting book because what's happened is Robert Brigham is using newly available archival material from the Nixon Presidential Library that's become available, plus Kissinger's personal papers and material from the archives in Vietnam. And he's put together a picture of Kissinger, which is very, very different from the one that that has been carefully nurtured of a sort of an infallible mastermind. Instead, what he's done is his book really constructs a portrait of a man who was a rash opportunist, a very suggestible politician. And he really explores the full side of the tragedy and the machinations that really fed into it in Vietnam. So that's at the Merritt Bookstore at 12 o'clock. But whilst you're in Millbrook, one of the most interesting things going on that day is the Fine Home Source Show, which is Millbrook at the Bandshell. This is the 11th year that this is on. They have this year there will be more than 50 exhibitors, and they take over this the Bandshell there, and it includes furniture makers, faux finishers, and plasterers, millworkers. If you are looking at your house and saying, "I need work done on it. I need to update things." That, I mean, for example, you have the opportunity to look at the latest in green solutions like geothermal systems or solar alternatives, or if you're looking for to update the technology in the system because it looks at the AV systems and energy efficiency appliances, whole house generators, which thank goodness more and more of us are going to be going to need, or if you have them already, thank goodness, because the weather is getting worse. And it's not just inside the house. This home show really allows you to look at landscape design, related products. So it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, as I say, in Millbrook, and it runs till 5. It is really an interesting show if you're looking at the house. We've written a story about it in Rural Intelligence this week. So if you want more information, do go to Rural Intelligence, and you can click through and get many more details actually from their website. So that's the second event that's going on in Millbrook on the 22nd. And then in and around Millbrook, all throughout the 22nd, the Garden Conservancy Open Days program is presenting another Dutchess County Open Garden Day. And there will be 4 private gardens which are open to the public, plus Innisfree Garden as well. And they have 2 lectures that are going on, those digging deeper lectures that they have. One is at Copperheads at 10 o'clock in the morning, which is about annuals, which is given by Amy Clark. And then there's one at Cloverbrook Farm at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is by the ceramicist Christopher Spitzmiller. He's going to be talking about his art and how it can be put in the garden as well. So there's a lot going on in Millbrook. It's a real excuse to go to town and check out gardens, home shows, and even get in a book reading as well. So, very busy in Millbrook.
We will move on from Millbrook and we'll head back into Massachusetts, Stockbridge, an art talk on the 22nd.
Yeah, this just caught my attention because the Norman Rockwell Museum is, has lots of lectures. And you think to yourself, oh, well, we all understand what Norman Rockwell stands for. But this sounds absolutely fascinating. They are having a talk, which is called an art talk, about the cavemen who adorned the caves in southern Europe with those rock paintings on the walls. And in a sense, that was the first illustrators, as it were, thousands and thousands of years ago. And so it actually goes to show how people really needed to illustrate and draw things. And so they brought in the historian Alice Carter, and she's going to be talking about all this. She's an expert on this. And it sounds absolutely fascinating, bringing together Norman Rockwell with cave painting. So slightly sort of really interesting. You wouldn't put them together normally. But of course, when you think about it, it's all about the same thing, trying to get through understanding the human experience through all of these things. So it's 1:30 in the afternoon at the Norman Rockwell Museum, and you may well want to go and register online beforehand because it's going to be pretty popular.
Back to North Adams, Massachusetts on the 22nd for a community paint out.
Yeah, I hadn't seen one of these before. This looks absolutely fascinating. So in North Adams, at the Knoll Field on the berm of the Hoosick River is the location for what they're calling is a community paint out. And what they're doing is that the Hoosick River Revival Organization and the artist David Lane are getting together, and they're asking artists to all come to this Knoll Field on Saturday starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, bring their paints with them, bring their easels and their paper and their or whatever it is, and paint. David's going to kick everyone off with a demonstration about, and he actually lives in the Eclipse Mill in North Adams, which is really an artistic center, really interesting. And it all kicks off. So, and then everyone can go paint. It's a really scenic spot. So there's a lot to do. And then there will be apparently some local judges who will be wandering around checking out the paintings as well. So that will be great fun.
We will now move on, and we will head on to, how about this, a menu to welcome fall.
Yeah, this is good. I'd said that we were going to try and find some other events to go to use up those vegetables that are coming out of the vegetable garden. And Alana Chanilla is going to be giving a hands-on class from her book, which is called Eating from the Ground Up, at the Berkshire Botanical Garden on Saturday the 22nd. And I know Alana, and this will be a great class if you have a chance to go. It's so She is a regular, she used to be, by the way, so I must be honest about this. She used to be a regular contributor to Rural Intelligence. She used to give us her recipes, which were absolutely fantastic. And then she got so busy writing her books and getting involved in the community that she hasn't been able to do it of late. And we really do miss her. She is going to be giving a hands-on class at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, and she's going to put together things like watermelon radishes, scarlet turnip galettes, miso greens, butternut squash custard, all sorts of things like that. All of these vegetables are going to be locally sourced. They're all currently at their peak. So, you know, this is not something that will be academic. You will be able to go and get these ingredients and make these things at home. The whole fun of this is that at the end of the afternoon, if you've been working with her, all the students are encouraged to stay and enjoy a meal together as well. You'll get a copy of her book, Eating from the Ground Up. And of course, she's got lots of other books as well. So I'm sure there'll be samples of them on sale there as well. It starts at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till 5. And you will definitely have to sign up for this because it will be a really popular class there at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens.
We will now move along and we will head to Copake, New York.
Yeah. This, when you, you know, it's always lovely to be able to say, oh, the home show's been going on for 11 seasons or this has been going on for 25 seasons or whatever it is. But it's always great when somebody tries something new and let's hope it works well. And in Copake, at the Copake Country Club, they are having their first food truck and craft beer festival. Go along. There's a big on the 18th fairway. I think they're taking this some land by the side of it, if you know it. It's just by the lake there. And they're going to take that fairway, well, I'm sure it's not the fairway, it's the fields by the side of the fairway, and make it into a big food truck and beer festival. And they will have live music, there'll be lawn games, there'll be all sorts of craft vendors there. Admission is free. It starts at 12 o'clock, so you can go along and grab your food from the food truck for your lunch. And so let's wish them well and try and support them on Saturday, the 22nd. As I say, at the Copake Country Club.
We went from two E's, we'll go to three B's. The Bash Bish Bluegrass Band, actually four B's, in Salisbury, Connecticut on the 22nd.
Yeah. This looks lovely. It's sort of Noble Horizons in Salisbury at 17 Cobble Road is putting on this event. It's the autumnal equinox, as you know, coming up. And they're putting on a free outdoor concert with the Bash Bish Bluegrass Band. Don't say that too often in a row. Anyway, and they're suggesting everyone brings picnics. It starts at 5:30 in the evening. Sit by the lake. You can take your own chairs or your blanket and whatever it is, and then sit back and enjoy the Bash Bish Bluegrass Band with their banjo, their mandolin. They've got fiddlers. And they're all going to be playing traditional bluegrass music. So it will be a great fun evening. It starts at 6. Well, you can start at 5:30 with your picnic or whatever it is. And I think the concert starts around 6:30 in the evening. So good fun.
We'll move to Hudson Hall and their movable feast on the 22nd.
Yeah, actually, you know, there's four major fundraisers throughout our region on Saturday, the 22nd. And I'll try and go through all four of them. They're in different areas and have slightly different aspects that you support, but there's a chance to support them. So Hudson Hall is a really great organization. In Hudson, they're having their movable feast on Saturday, the 22nd. And the whole idea is you start with at Hudson Hall with wine and hors d'oeuvres, and there's a big raffle and whatever it is. And then you go from there to some of the most beautiful homes in Hudson and sit down with a group of really interesting people that join you for a lovely dinner at people's homes. This is their big annual fundraiser. It starts at 6 o'clock. I'm not sure how many tickets are left. So if you're interested in going and supporting Hudson Hall, you ought to speak to their office as soon as possible. And whilst we're talking about fundraisers, the Fairview hospital gala is on in Great Barrington at the Mahewi, and they are going to the Mahewi, and they're bringing in the legendary ladies of Motown, and it's a big concert. It starts with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, as I say, it's got the sort of legendary, it's Motown music, so it will be great fun. It will stars Mary Wilson of the Supremes and Martha Reeves of the Vandellas. So that's at 8 o'clock on Saturday, September the 22nd. If you're up in Lennox, Ventford Hall is having a big Gilded Age party. Apparently, it's the 125th anniversary of the J.P. Morgan's first gathering of family and friends in the fall of 1893, just after they completed Ventford Hall. And so that will be a big fundraiser for Ventford Hall. It's going to be a spectacular, they're calling it a jubilee, 125th anniversary. Anyway, it's pretty amazing. That's at Ventford Hall on Saturday evening, the 22nd. Starts at 6:30 in the evening. And then right down at the other end of our area, but I think just as lovely, is the Hodge Library down in Roxbury. And they are having a pop-up pub at the Hodge Library. And I thought this was a great fun evening. So it's one night only. They're turning the library into, a cozy pub with all sorts of free hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine for purchase. Or you can take your own. You can have dinner there. And the key thing is that the proceeds go towards the restoration of the Hodge Library. So it's a lovely way of supporting your local library. That starts at 5:30 in the Hodge Library in Roxbury on Saturday the 22nd as well.
On the 22nd, let's go to Sandusfield, Massachusetts. Shakespeare Unchained.
Yeah. Shakespeare, I think, is going to be turning in his grave. It's going to be a hilarious event because on Saturday the 22nd in Sandusfield and then on Sunday the 23rd in St. James's Centre in Great Barrington. They're having this event called the Shakespeare Unchained. But basically, it's an evening of comedy with the Bard. The Sandusfield players are this great, fun group of people who put on shows on a regular basis in Sandusfield, but they're now obviously moving to Great Barrington as well. They're taking four comic skits by Stephen Otfinsowski, I guess, which are, I guess, quite fun takeoffs of Shakespeare. We all know how easy that can be, and so it's going to be a fun evening at Sandusfield Arts Centre. That's at 8 o'clock on the Saturday, and then there's going to be a matinee performance at the St James Centre in Great Barrington on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So check out their website for tickets. You have to go there. You can go there via Rural Intelligence if you have a chance.
On the 23rd, what do walking, goats, and numkeg have in common?
Well, you know, I love goats, and we have the goats here. And I saw numkeg come up on Sunday the 23rd with this event called Walking with Goats. And it is absolutely true. Goats just wander along, and they love to go in a herd. So if you wander through the fields, the goats will follow you. And this is what they're planning at Numkeg at 10 o'clock in the morning. They've got some pet goats, I guess, Sapphire, Wisteria, and Calypso. And they're going to take a slow 30-minute walk, return to the barn, talk about goats and goat health and how to behave, you know, how they behave and how to keep them, all those type of things, how to care for them. And it just looked like a fun, relaxing walk. And Numkeg and its grounds are looking absolutely spectacular at the moment. We've talked about this in the last few weeks. So I would definitely recommend it if you're looking for a nice, relaxing walk on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at Numkeg.
And there'll be a book launch, Life Along the Hudson, in Hudson on the 23rd.
Yeah, we wrote our main story about this week about this book, which is just an amazing book for several reasons, actually. So Hudson Hall is the location at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday the 23rd for this book launch. And the book, as you say, is called Life Along the Hudson, the Historic Country Estates of the Livingston Family. It's written and photographed by an award-winning architecture and interiors photographer called Peter Esterson. And he's also going to be joined by David Byers, who's the art director for the book, who, by the way, is deputy managing director of Vogue. Now, the reason why this is amazing is not only is his photographs absolutely stunning, he really has taken these Livingston family houses and photographed them in a way, in a stylish way that has never been done before. But it is amazing to think that this family had 36 homes in this region. And it, so you can say, in a sense, it is an absolutely key part of the life along the Hudson and the historic Hudson region. To have a couple of homes is one thing, but to have 36 is just amazing. So it's a tremendous book. It's the opening, the book launch will be, as I say, at 3 o'clock at Hudson Hall on Sunday, September the 23rd. So if you get a chance, definitely worthwhile attending.
Let's go to Kinderhook, New York on the 23rd.
We try and get around virtually everywhere. And Kinderhook, we haven't mentioned once this week, so it's time to go to Kinderhook. On Sunday afternoon, they're having the Concert in the Village, CITV, events. And this is the one they're calling Glorious Strings. It's the ninth season of CITV. And there's going to be music from Sibelius, Stravinsky, Shostakovich, and Dvorak. It's all in the school, the Jack Shaneman Gallery School in Kinderhook, which is just absolutely a spectacular art gallery as well. So if you have a chance to go there, so check out the details of that. That's CITV on Sunday, September the 23rd.
How about Annandale on Hudson? There's a Hudson River Jamboree on the 23rd.
Yeah, well, the Fisher Center for the Performing Arts at Bard is presenting an event, actually, at the Montgomery Place Mansion. And they're calling it the Hudson River Jamboree. They're bringing together the Simi Stone and Spirit Family Reunion. This is a young Americana band. It's from Brooklyn. They're all gathering, as I say, on the banks at Montgomery Place Mansion. The event is free, but it's preferable to register. The grounds open at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The performance runs from 4 o'clock till about 7:30 in the evening. There will be food and beverages available, but you need to bring your own lawn chair or blanket for that. So, as I say, it starts around, well, you can go in at 3 o'clock, but the actual performance starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday the 23rd.
And one of my favorite comedians is coming to our area. I am a member of his feed. Whenever he goes live, I get Lewis Black. Lewis Black, the Jokes on Us tour.
Yeah, well, I think is it us or US?
Either one. It works perfectly.
Yeah, he is an amazing guy. He is known as the King of Rant, and rightly so. Although, actually, I've met him in person, and he's pretty quiet and calm and relaxed when you meet him in person. But get him on stage, and he's pointing his fingers in an amazingly animated way and yelling, and sort of, it's really hilarious. He is going to be at the Mahawi. It's going to be a very popular show. On Sunday, September the 23rd, it starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. So go to get your tickets in advance, because, again, getting a good seat for this will be really tough indeed. That's Sunday, September 23rd, at the Mahawi in Great Barrington.
And our final event has been going on for now 20 years. This will be the 20th year for the Berkshire Grown Harvest Supper on the 24th.
Yep. And the reason I'm going to mention this now, we normally don't mention events sort of more than a week away, but the tickets for the Berkshire Grown Harvest Supper are so popular, this will get sold out very quickly. They're only a limited number of tickets. The whole evening and the event is really fantastic. As in the past few years, it's at the Lodge at Ski Butternut, where you've got this amazing amount of parking, so everyone can park, but then also it gives everyone this enormous room where all these Berkshire-grown member chefs set up their little tasting menu areas, and they're using all those fantastic fresh ingredients from local farms, And you get to wander around and help yourself to lots of really fantastic food, and plus local wine, beer, and even local coffee, although I don't think it's grown locally, but probably prepared locally. Anyway, one way or another, there's a lot to celebrate this year. In the harvest is really coming in, and the Berkshire Grown Harvest Supper is a great way of doing that. That's Monday evening, September the 24th. Get your tickets early, and it starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And that, my friends, is another very busy week in our area. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.